Dyma mo i'r hyn yn cwffiwyd a sif chef. Do we speak back? Why? About by chodosh. Right, but mi koma kum ein la odem echa lechol es kulam v'davka she isur chen arif hu vada isur av a suffik isur chen tzavir v'nafa v'osa terev namokum acha ha terev v'shnei shori v'yesh omen d'dova she yesh lo matirin ein la hater mi koach sveik sveika v'tov la hachmer im lo l'tzorach mi'acha she yesh lo hete v'lav hachi. So there are two days, but the shas atchak we rely that Davish Yesh Matirin works even by Sveik Sveika, right? But otherwise, Mikudin, but otherwise he's, so that, but if not, he says you shouldn't be Matir Sveik Sveika with Davish Yesh Matirin. So I think I mentioned last week that the Rav thought, depends how you define Sveik Sveika. Is Sveik Sveika because of, It's like rov, so you machriya the sofik, or the locha of sveik sveika is whenever there's sveik sveika, it's such a minute sofik that there's not even a later sasofik. So if there's a later sasofik, so it doesn't work by Davish Yesh Matirin, correct? But if it's if there is a later sasofik, just you machriya the sofik, but then it doesn't work by Davish Yesh Matirin. But if there's no later sasofik, then that works, right? Even by Davish Yesh Matirin, I think that's what he spoke about last week. So, now, I think I told you, I asked him of then, if you say that there's no latest a suffix by Sveik Sveika, so why is Sveik Sveika also even, we, the loch is by Shus HaYochah, we ask even Sveik Sveika. If there's no later sasofik, it should be buta. So also it must be that the separate halacha that we make in, by sofik b'shus sayochid, even the soft things where we normally not meet the standard of sofik, where machadish becomes sofik. All right, but anyhow, that was just the hayora. Now I just want to keep this in mind when we get to in terms of sofik drabon, and we'll see in a second. Sofik traction savacheris kulum asus ache behetik de lavatala isa. Im whom it vorm ham is batlin, she came to Suffolk Avishin Hoya Bakufo, ain't let to him is fake sveka, right? So that's also Shiloh, but the Rosh there in Beitza, by Suffolk Bakufo, Suffolk Tarovis, is that a fake sveka? But the Yeshua in Hatam the Ramah says that also the whole of that Sufik who Isa the Eraisiv lo Nuchal Loma O Sufik She'en Kan Isa Vakshin is Av Bachem Velo Mikri Sveik Sveika for Osa Avlim Hoyu Beis Sveikas Im Hoyu Kan Isa Klal Vinodu Beis Ha Sveikas Biachad Beitirim Sveik Sveika Bechol Mokam Afilu Be Isa the Eraisa Vigufo Shal Isa Vafilu Hoyu Lo Cheskas Isa. Before we get to, so the Ramah says that if when don't we say Sofik Kuf Sofik Tarovis is not a Sveik Sveika, because so there are several ways to learn that. One way to learn it is because if it's a Sofik Begufo, once you machriya the first one lechumra, right? So then you only have one Sofik. But if they're both nolod bevasachas, so then there's no reason to machriya one before the other. They came together, so then right. So then it's mutter. That's what the Ramah says. This question about Sofik Kuf Sofik Tarovis, one way to interpret the Shaila, the Machloikas, where do you say Sofik Kuf Sofik Tarovis, there's a Rosh and a Ravid about and so on there in the first Perek in Beitza, is how do you, I think we spoke a little bit about this, right? About how you interpret Sofik Yerais L'chumra. Is Sofik Yerais L'chumra halacha that you machriya the Sofik and becomes like Vadai? Right? Or Sufik Diraisa L'chumah means since it's Diraisa, so the Niyug Hagavah, there's no reason necessarily to machriya, you don't have any special evidence about it, but the Niyug Hagavah should be L'chumah, but the Sufik still remains. Right? So then, if you say you machriya the Sufik, then it becomes like Vada, it's not Misav to a Sveik Sveika. But if it remains a Sufik, just you have to go L'chumah, So then Suffolk Guf Sukta Ravus would also be good, right? So I spoke about the Ram, the Machlokes Rambam and Ravid in Hilchas Lulav by an androgynous. I spoke about that, right? Whether you can make a, whether an androgynous or Tumtum can make a bracha, even though on the first day he has to go to Chumah because Suffolk Devais L'Chumah, does he make a bracha? So the Rambam says that he doesn't make a bracha, and the Ravid says he does. So my, it may depend on that issue. I think I told you all, right, because if you hold that Suffolk Devais L'Chumah means you go to Chumah, and it's like Vadai, so they make a bracha also. That blibes a suffix, just me chumra. The Nigel Gavra has to go to chumra because it's derisus. On the derisus, you go to chumra. On the drabana, namely bracha, you go to kula. Right? There's another possible to learn that could be that suffix, I have about this my sefer, that suffix brachas lakula is not just because suffix drabana lakula, that suffix brachas lakula is the makom suffix they want geyser on the bracha. From the Ram is mashmak, did I quote that Ram? Because the Ram, when he puts the halacha, Suffolk bracha, he says Suffolk bracha is lakula in Hilchas Brachas, and he also said when he says the aim of Vachin al Aminig, and he puts it together that you Suffolk bracha is lakula. So it seems like it's not just because it's on a minig, it's not, it's just that we never misakin a bracha on a minig. So it seems that towards Vada you don't make a bracha. And there could be several nafkaminas, amongst them being, you know, shalas in terms of Svivas Oima, right? What's the locha that you count? Since we're doing the Sviva, I'll mention it to you. You know, why do we, if you didn't count, you missed a day, right? So we're machmer like the Bahag, that we don't continue counting, right, with a bracha. But if you counted during the day, so you can continue counting, right? During the day you count without a bracha, but then you continue counting without a bracha, right? What's the pshat in that halacha? So some people learn that that's based on Sveik Sveika, right? Because first it's a suffix where the, if you miss a day, you can continue counting. Do we hold like the Bahag? And it's a suffix if you counted during the day. Do you have to have count at night? Or it's still Tamimus even if you count in the day? So it's a Sveik Sveika. That's how some interpret. The Rav said that's not the pshat. Okay, just first you have the trumpets in the background. Okay, now. And the Rav said, Emes Lamito, he said that the loch according to the Bahag, that you don't keep counting, is not as people think because it's one big mitzvah, and if you miss one out the window, because you missed the mitzvah, because it's one mitzvah of counting 49 days. Right? And that's when Minchas Chinuch has a suffix. What about if a cotton becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of Sviva, since he missed half the mitzvah because he wasn't chai in the mitzvah yet, he can't continue counting. So I've said that's not the pshat. The pshat is that the Sviva is a minion. It's a count. And you can't have a discontinuous count, 1, 7, and so on. So therefore you have to, it has to be a continuous count. Vahavaya, that the I think it's the sheet of Psagigon holds that if you miss the first night, you can't continue counting the other days. But if you miss a different day, you can count. So if the pshat was like everybody termed, you know, it's one big mitzvah, what's the difference the first night or the others? But if it's halacha, that it's halacha in the sphere in the minyan. So if there's a context and a coordinate system was established, namely, the first day was counted already. So if you miss another day, the count can continue, to use the Rav's word, that day counts itself, so to speak. So so therefore the sphere can continue. So he said like this, the minyan in the day, it only is no gate to the kima mitzvah. So even if you count during the day, the maisa minyan, the maisa sphere can continue. Even though that day you want what kind of mitzvah, that's why you don't make a bracha. So that's why you continue. So, but it's not necessarily related. It's not because it's fake sveika. He had another right to this. There's a Shitas Rashi, I think in Sefer Pardes, which the Rashba says, that he thinks the Tam V'Torah said it. Rashi, they said, used to count Svira from plug, right, without a bracha, and then he'd count again at night with a bracha. So, offhand makes, if he thinks you're Yotze from plug, then you should make a bracha. And also then you put yourself in jeopardy. How can you make a bracha later on? Maybe you already yoytze. How do you make a bracha again later? So Rav said, no, the pshat that Rashi was choshesh held maybe like the Bahag. So if you you missed a day, you couldn't continue. But from plag for many halachas is mitzvah to the next day. For let's say for Tosfos Shabbos, for many halachas, right? So from plag, it's already called a maisa svira, but you're not yoytze yet. So just in case, it would be the equivalent This is the inverse of counting during the day. You know, he protected himself. If he forgot later on, at least there was a Maisa Svira, but he wasn't Yotze the Mitzvah, so he would, but he would count again Balayla with the Bracha. All right?
As opposed to saying that it was Al Tanai. Right,
it's not Al Tanai. Right.
The other way, I thought that they understand that Rashi is that if you can't, you count from five, but Al Tanai. If I'm not going to the mitzvah yet.
Right, but Rashi doesn't. There's no Tanai mentioned.
If you already did the Maisa Svira, isn't that technically the Maisa Shemitzah?
No, because in terms of the Kima Mitzvah, it's for the minion, you can continue. It's the equivalent of counting, as I said, though, the way the Rav said. It's a mitzvah also. Now, in terms of Svira, it's called the Svira that the system is set up. If you lose a day, you can count for the next day. But for this day, you didn't have a mitzvah at all. But it is a Maisa Svira. So he wasn't gaining for this day. He was just gaining for, lest he would forget, then the Svira would continue.
So you're saying the Maisa Svira is not even shaykh to the parsha of the mitzvah of Svira. It just can facilitate...
Again, I'm going to say it's the same. Right. It's the same.
What? The whole concept is just to keep the count going. So why does it have to be after five?
No, because it's not called the Maisa Svira unless it's during that day. I can't count to the beginning of the Svira. 1, 2, 3, 4, 8. You know, go to 49. It's got to be on that day. So that it's really not that day. But since it's plug, after plug is already matured to the next day. All right. I think they've shot on the Bahag. Is correct. It's not just because it's one long mitzvah. The thing that would mitigate against thinking that's one long mitzvah, what's the obvious question? So why make a bracha every day? If it's not 49 separate mitzvahs, make a bracha at the beginning or make a bracha at the end or something like that.
But the Rav's Mechaj, there's two different inyanim in this one mitzvah. There's the minyan, which is disconnected from the Maisa mitzvah.
Right. No, he's just saying in the why if you lose one day you can't continue because you can't have a discontinuous count, right?
But tonight, because
it's not called Svira then.
Right.
You know, I'll just today's my viorte for my mother. But I'll just tell you two other things from the Rav on Svira. Two wonderful things he said. He said that he had a conversation with the Dvar Avram. You know, this is one of the most famous Dvar Avrams. The Dvar Avram says, why don't we count two... why isn't there Sveik of Yom and Svira? So the Dvar Avram said famously, what did Kovner Rav say?
I thought his question was about
Shechiyan
also.
No. I'm going to talk about that also. That's not the Dvar Avram. The Dvar Avram doesn't talk about Shechiyan, I don't think, does he? Okay. Shechiyan, the Baal Moy is the question.
Baal Moy, right.
Yeah. But the Kovner Rav said, I mean, it's famous. I think Rav Zevin quotes it also, Modi Malacha. He said, there's no Sveika de Yoma because since it's a Svira, you can't count me Suffolk. Well, this is either one or two. That's not called Svira. That was the Kovner Rav's famous answer. So the Rav asked him, but what about when there really was a Sveika de Yoma? When, not nowadays, but in time of Chazal, how did they count? Well, they certainly counted 2 days. So the Rav said it's a different reason. He said the halacha of Sveika de Yoma of 2 days Yontif is a halacha only in Yontif. It's not by other mitzvahs. It's a din of the Moadim. But you don't say it as related to Svira because that doesn't relate. It depends on the second day Yontif, but it's not to the Kedushas of Yom. The count continues during the week and so on. So just a raya to the Rav, I don't remember if he said it, but the raya is the famous Rambam. The Rambam asks, why do we have 2 days Shavuos? Right? By the time Shavuos rolls around, as you know, 50 days later, so there's no Suffolk anymore. By then, you know, they would have known. So the Rambam is bothered by this question. It says, Shavuos lachlok ben hamawados. So you see that it's a loch. As a matter of fact, the Chassam Sofer, Rav Zevin quotes it also, quotes that there are those who say, the Chassam Sofer says that Shua should be more chomer than the other Yom Tovim, that it shouldn't be a Sveika Diyom. In other words, in Tanai, Nolda Bezer, Asura Bezer. Right. All right. Yeah.
regarding the brachos rabim before, you could say that when the same mitzvah is separated into separate little mitzvahs, you need a bracha for each. So, for example, by dal minin, so the vast majority of Rishonim, it's mitzvah achas. If you would take all of them separately,
the other end you'd have to say is that the bracha relates to the ma'isa mitzvah, not to the kiyama mitzvah. Whether that's exactly the same by dalad minim could be that it's four mitzvahs, but they ma'ak of each other.
Right, but the vast majority of Rishonim very adamant.
Because in minyan mitzvahs, of course, we only count it as one mitzvah. But but that may be klali minyan mitzvahs. But that's just that shmooz. So the other possibility is that the bracha relates to the ma'isa mitzvah. Then we get into law and ala. You know, a lot of Torah about that. What you mentioned about Shechianu, that's the Balamor asked that question. And the Rav gives a wonderful answer. The Balamor asks, why don't we make a Shechianu on Sfira Sa'omer? And he says that we don't make a Shechianu because the Sfira is Zechil Agmas Nafshenu V'chubam Beis Makdashenu and so on. So there's, you know, the Sfira represents, it's an incomplete count, according to, you know, some, we only count minimum, you know, days, not weeks, and so on. So therefore, since it's an incomplete count, and it represents the Churban, so therefore, we don't make a Shechion. It's not a happy count. But the Rav said a different teretz. The Rav said, according to that Balamor, it could be that the minig of Sfira, that may be the source of the minig of Avelis doing Sfira, unrelated to the death of Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim. It's because inherent in the Sfira is Zechel Chub, and that comes the Avelis, and therefore it should be the whole period, right? That which is the Minigari. The Rav said a wonderful teretz. He said that the Sefer Chinuch says, and then the Shroshim on the Mitzvah of Sfira says that the Sfira is that the Jews count in anticipation of the great event commonly, namely Matan Torah, right? So the Rav said, if that's true, that's why we don't make a Shechianu. Shechianu is a bracha, Shechianu v'kimyanu v'giyanu l'amazmat. When we've reached a certain goal, you know, joy that we reach that milestone, we make a bracha Shechianu. But Sfira is just the opposite. It's an anticipation of a goal. It's a goal not reached. It's always beyond us. So therefore, you don't make a Shechianu. Right? And you don't make the... So why don't you say you make the Shechianu on the last day? So, you know, right? So I just added on to what the Rav said, you know, the Sheva Brachas Torah, but that, you know, Mefarshim asked the Shach, and others asked, why don't we make a Shechianu on the Mitzvah of Kedushin? Right? So the Gilyam Ashur answers because maybe it's only a Hechsher Mitzvah for Piri V'Rivi, you don't make a Shechianu on a Hechsher Mitzvah. But the Rambam is not that way. We know the Rambam holds that it's that the Kedushin itself is Mitzvah, that the Birkas Harrison part of the Rambam is a Birkas Mitzvah and so on. So that's, I think, based on what the Rav said, that you don't make a Shechianu unless you've completely reached the goal. In Ishus, in getting married, it's not, you know, being under the chuppah with the photographer and also your wife. But it's, you know, it's a relationship, so it grows and it matures and it deepens and so on. So you don't make a Shechianu. You haven't reached the goal the first day, not even the first year. It's always beyond you. Okay. So now, did I mention this about the Rambam, what the Rav said? I just said about, by Suffolk device, I told you about Birkas Kriya Shema. I spoke about that? Okay. So now the last thing I just want to talk about is, what about Suffolk Rabbanon against Chazaka? So here, it says, even by Chazaka, it says, let's see, have you. Vafilu hayelo cheskes isa, kugun ov shebecheskes isa omeit, v'nishba o nishmat gufo, sofik michaim o la'achar shchita, v'timtzumom v'michaim shema lo nikva hareya, yesh lahat mikoch sveik sveika. Afa pish yesh levara aide b'dikis hareya, ein lochash. So first of all, he knows that Cheskes Isa, that Sveik Sveika helps even against Cheskes Isa, right? And also he says that there's no Chov Sprika by Sveik Sveika. That would go good, especially if you hold, like the Rav said, that there's no latest Asafik at all. That's not Hachor, right? So therefore there's no Chov to be Boidik.
It's not a
Hanhaga,
it's Machriya the
Savik.
It's not.
No, it's not a Savik at all. It's not a Savik at all, right? It's Machriya, then maybe. Okay. So. What about in Savik Rabban Lakula? Against Cheskes Isa. So the Shach says, it's a Shach of Yechadosh here. The Shach says that.
Is that Kuptes?
It's. Where is it?
It's in Kuptes, no? What's Rebbe Kibiger and Kuptes? And I think it's.
Oh, but here's the Shach. In his Klalei Sveik Sveika, he says, and now the Shach says that I think you go Lechumra, right? Wait, what is the Shach? And there's a P.
We know if
Machlek is the P. Chodesh. Right here, there's one of the Klalei.
We know from a Pisvei Tshuva in Kuptes.
What did Pisvei Tshuva say?
He says.
Does he quote a Shach?
He quotes
a Shach from Kufbeis.
Oh, but there's a Shach right here in the Klali Sveik Sveika. And he quotes the Shach saying that what?
Is there a Shem Yivashim? It's in the beginning or the.
Yeah.
Was that Yishlam and Dapu Lav?
Right, so in terms of first of all, Sveik Sveika against Cheskes Isa, so here the Ramor says we're Makel against Sveik, right? Even a Sveik, if it's a Sveik Sveika, it's not even against the Cheskes Isa. And here in Ois Chav Zayin in the Shach, or Samach Dalit, he says, Vafilo Hayelo Cheskes Isa, Vezel Hashem Abdaki Moser, Toz Chatas, Kasset Ha'isa, Vedechol Dov Shish Lobo Cheskes Isa, Eim Matim Shum Sveik Sveika. Right? So that he quotes from the quotes of Isa Vehetta, and he Vein Drav Nechonim, Darash, because of a Chuva Simon, the Mahani Sveik Sveika, Vafilo Bedov Shish Cheskes Isa. Right? So anyhow, but it ends up that it's a machloikas, right? Between this that shaila where the Sveik Sveika helps against Cheskes Isa may depend on this shaila that I quoted from the Rav, right? If the loch is that it's hachvos asafik, so maybe you can't be machriya the suffik against what? Against Cheskes Isa. But if the pshat of Sveik Sveik is that there's not even a latest asafik, so then it will be mut even against Cheskes Isa. So there are more that paskins over here that the Sveik Sveik helps against Cheskes Isa. It's because he holds that what?
It's not even a latest
asafik, right? And that's why that would be consistent. They're not even chayy levara. Okay. And then here, yeah, let me just. He has said the Klali Sveik Sveika.
Is we talking about? Yeah.
Chaf. Chaf. V'chol chayin zeh b'safik isi d'rabbanon she'ein lo cheskes isi. Av yesh bo cheskes isi osu. Right? So the shach has in his klolim that safik d'rabbanon against cheskes isi is osu. Right? And the p'chadosh here on the side disagrees. So what does that shayla depend on? How would you be masked with that?
What's safik
d'rabbanon? Cool.
What is it based on? A chazaka, like Rabbi Akiva Yeager's mashma before? I think that's what we learned. Or is it just, or is it you're not?
What do you mean a chazaka?
He talks about if you have like chai betray and you lose one of them, like a taruz yavish biyavish.
Yeah, but let's say it's a suffix.
He talks about you don't have the suffix in one place, so you don't, he says, you can't use the chazaka when it's like, when you don't have the thing anymore, which he talks about.
But let's say it's that too. I mean, so just it's a shalom drabbanon and a stam suffik with a cheskes isur.
So that's why we have a lachumra, because a suffik drabbanon is, it seems like it's a, according to Rabbi Gevager, it's a din in chazaka. If you have a chazaka that's against it, like it's more ikve isura type thing.
But there's not ikve isura, there's only one suffik.
It's similar. It's a, you can't apply.
I thought the pashup shot, the two ways to learn the shaila by suffik drabbanon. One is a shaila in suffik drabbanon lakula. How do you interpret suffik drabbanon lakula? Is pshat suffik drabbanon lakula that since it's only drabbanon, right? So we're machriel lakula, or is the pshat like the Ramban implies for the coin to the Rambam, yeah. Because Esther talks about the b'makom suffik chazal never goyzer. They you know they said that because the Rambam says that if you interpret the Rambam that that drabbanon is all dioysis, right? The lo sosos, the Ramban doesn't like that. How could that be? So then the Ramban says, amongst one of his questions, says that every suffik drabbanon involves a deraisa, it should be always suffik drabbanon l'chulma. So the Ramban implies, and the Megillas Esther says, that no, according to the Ramban, means suffik drabbanon, they want goyzer remark of suffik. So if shad is that they're not goyzer, then it'll be good even against chazaka, maybe. Or you say no, it's that even if you say that pshat, but if it's against chazaka, it's not a suffik. You should rely on the chazaka, but then it may be another shaila, the shamshmaitzer shaila. How do you interpret chazaka? Is chazaka the halacha simply the gestel and chazaka, right? And the niyad riefos lechumra, or is the halacha chazaka is a machriya, and it's mavara the suffix, so it becomes like vada. Nafkamina would be suffix drabon makula. The thing that better guide that mitigates against saying, one could say that how can you say that suffix drabon makula means that they won't goyzer at all, as the Ramban says in the Rambam, because then why is it by Davi Shesh Matirim Suffolk Drabonin is also if the Pshat is in that Goyzer, so apparently you have to say no, that since it's a Davi Shesh Matirim and you know and you can get out of it so to speak, so then they didn't, and in that circumstance, you know, when you're caught against the wall, then they will make right. Yeah,
the Ramaz psak with regards to Efshar Levarer is even more powerful. Meaning the Rashba is the famous Shita in Beit Zang about Gimel Beis, which says that Sukspek is Heter Gamor. He says that's the reason why it gets out of Darashay Shlom Atirin.
Right.
But even the Rashba, if I'm calling correctly, in Ksuba says that you still have to be Levarer. Meaning even if it is Heter Gamor, it doesn't change the fact you still have to be Levarer if you have the opportunity to do so. So this is, I think, this would be the ultimate riot to the Rav's Mahalach.
That's not the latest.
Not even a suffix at all.
Right. But so the Shach talks about this, about being, do you have to be Mavara? So it's Ois Lamed Hei, in the Shach's Samach Vav. So it says, V'kachka Tzadke Moshe, V'shem Piskei Ma'ari, Achen Harashba b'chidushav Perek Elutrefus Daf Nun Gimel Omadav. This is another. He's quoting the Rashba from right. Kasa Daf Filu Hechti Ika Svek Sveket Tzorch B'tika Hechti Chon Levara Aide B'tika V'chein Nir Alfine Estaitis Lochiach. Min hashas to hama ri gufei the pesosha hotzidin zemi mai the svila rabbi natan suffik drusha shenis avabach.
Where is that Rashba that he's quoting? Elutrefus.
In Elutrefus, but no, he's quoting the page in his in the Rashba's chedusha because it's on the Dalad.
Uh-huh.
Right. So Yeah. Right. So that's
the. And the Rashba still holds that it's heter gum. Meaning the Rashba still thinks in Beitza explicitly that it gets out of Darash Yishol Mekir.
Uh huh.
He says it's heter gumor.
Right.
Or it's not.
Yeah, cause one could say that you still it's chayv vivui because if it's chayv because otherwise it's not a suffix. That's not like suffix all, you know. That's
yeah, but still the Rav's point. If you held that sex vekas mamish no later is a suffix, then Efshal Devar may not even be able to stop that, even if it is Ma'akiv Nishim Suffolk. Meaning, the whole Pshan and Sveik of not being any way to Suffolk is that it's not a Suffolk
no, I'm just saying, but based on your, like you're saying, you said the Rashba holds, you know, by Sveik is good even with Avashir Shem Matir, and still it holds. So I'm just saying, then you see that the Sveik, if you use the Rav's categories, that the Sveik, that if it's Asali Vruri, right. Of course, what's the standard? Aslavu is Kalishon. So Aslavu Bekal, if it's trivial, you know, just not like you close your eyes and art is a suffix. So if it's Aslavu, then that's not called a suffix.
Mm.
Okay. All right, so now let's go to Basavacholov. Pesach.
Maybe the chevra we're saying chaval that we can't hear Rabbi Skidush Mos on Shchita.
Yeah, but you know they eliminated Shchita. I'm actually speaking. I think. Oh, that was the other question I wanted to ask you. Thank you for reminding me.
We were actually discussing
this Thursday. Is it possible for me to give shiur? I may come to YU anyhow because I'm supposed to give a class on Hilchos Shchita. Could I give it, let's say, at a time that, you know, I think that class is supposed to be for 1 o'clock, any time before 1? Early?
12 to 1.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Is 12 to 1 okay?
Yeah.
12 to 1.
Okay, all right?
Yeah.
And then afterwards, you can come to Hilchos Shchita, you know. When I used to give your day when I first started, so I gave him Basuchal Tarovis and Shchita, and Shchita was half the year. Was always got crunched together, but Rabbi Chalap always wanted to get rid of Hilchos Shchita because he said, you know, obvious reasons, it's not something Gila Meisa for a Rav, but the Rav, he said the Rav didn't let him because he said the Ikalumbus of your day is in Shchita. Chaval al da'av.
We can't hear the Ikalumbus.
Who's the Bechinas on your day? Because I heard that as a protest, Peshitta kept asking questions about Shchita, even though the guys were preparing it.
I don't know.
I forgot who it was.
Well, there used to be the three people gave were the Rav, Dr. Belkin, Rabbi Belkin, and the Rav Shatskis.
Mm-hmm.
In the old days. Yeah. But it used to be, the people went through the grill who told me, you know, Rabbi Shatskis was always the nice guy, maybe. The Rav was the tough one. Didn't mean they didn't get smich at the end. Rabbi Pesach Oratz, he's Oliver Shom, Zichron Vracha, told me that he, when he took his Bechina with, so the Rav just shmetted him, and then at the end he said, he was so angry, he said, get out. And this was the Rav in Bimei Tokvo, and then Rabbi Belkin came afterwards and said, Mazel Tov, you got smich. he said afterwards he went to the cafeteria, whatever, and the Rav was there. He was eating lunch or something, and he was afraid to come near the Rav, you know. And I don't think it was on your day, it was, you know, you had to learn another Masecht or whatever it was. And the Rav said, I was pretty hard on your eyes today. Huh? okay. Okay. Kosev Torah. We're starting Basu Cholov. Kosev Torah. Lo Sevashu Gadiv Chalev Imo Gimel Pa'amim. Echad Leisa Bishul. The Echad Leisa Achila. The echad l'isa hanoh. V'hotzi achila b'loshin bishul loma she'ena osim in haTorah ela derech bishul. Avim b'drabonin osim b'chol inyan. So osim b'chol is only if it's cooked together. But if they come together, let's say through melicha or through kavosh, that's not osim b'chol midiraisa, and it's only it's only osim b'drabonin. And there are more points on called dava called osim b'chol of she'ena osim in haTorah muta b'hano, right? Because it's not bas v'chol midiraisa. So bas v'chol drabanan is only also b'chila, but not b'hanor. And as the Shach points out, chloma avali de kavash umelicha she'ena derech bishul. It's only also midrabanan. So the Shach continues, kol bas v'chol ois beis muta b'hanor. V'chein dasa mechaba, the basa of b'cholav she'ain asa ba'achila ela midrabanan muta b'hanor af midrabanan. V'chein dasa ha'ra'ah b'seifa achinach mitzvah kuf yud gimel. V'chein dasa ha'rambam Perek Desma Achalos Asuris Lehedje V'chein Bia Dvorav B'Perek B'Pirish HaMishnah Perek Kol Abosso V'chein Pirish HaRav HaMagid Daito V'chein Haven Marshal Perek Elu Trefis V'Shar Achronim Das Aram V'lo K'moshikov Is HaBach The Das Aram The Bosso Of B'cholov Osu Bano Mitrabonin K'mosha Osu Bachil Mitrabonin. Masha Kosov Doich Tokach Kosov Hamorochai Perik Ein Marmidim Vahagos Ashri Perik Bastur Lazora Miozarua the Ayide Kovush or Ayide Melicha Mutabano Tokach Kosov Hamachaba Vumidivri Haogo Shehevi Abes Yosisom Marshal Sham Cholokaze the Angel of Muchwachim. Right? So most poskim hold, the Shach points out, that Bas v'chol midrabanan is muta b'hano. There were those, the Bach and the Marshal. But aside from that, and this would be pas l'alocha, that it is muta b'hano. Why is it that it's muta b'hano? I mean, it's muta b'hano because it's muta b'hano because Chazal wanted to show that this is not an Isidir Raisa. Right, so they intentionally made it probably muta b'hano, but in this issue about whether it's muta b'hano or not, which it is, I mean halacha. But I was thinking the what I'm going to say is not correct. You know, it's not going to stop me, but. You know, one could have thought that this shiloh, whether it's mutar b'hano or not, may be. I think you could maybe say the reverse, but this way I was thinking about it. That, you know, what's the isa hano by bas v'cholov? So by bas v'cholov, the isa hano is learned from where? Where does it say in the Torah? Lo shavashal, right? Because it says lo shavashal three times. So normally Isa Hano, unless it's Hano is mentioned explicitly in the Torah, like by all law, by Avodah Zorah, the Hano is derived from the Isa Achila, right? Lo Yerchol, Rabbu is Halacha. And the Rambam is Halacha, the Rambam holds that by Stam Isa Hano, in general, that there's no Malkus on it. Right? Toysis disagrees, Toysis holds in Pesachim that there's Malkus on Hano. But the Rambam thinks it's like a Lav Tofel. It's a diminished lav because it's derived from achila. It's not real, right? Means don't consume it. And through hanor, that's also called consumption, I guess. But it's not an explicit lav, right? So we would have thought that by basa b'cholov, that maybe the according to the Rambam, there would be malchus on hanor, right? But that's not true. The Magen Mishnah says that the Rambam holds that there's no Malkus by Hanor, because that's the Rambam's general opinion, that there's no Malkus by Hanor. So I was thinking, just as I was saying it, you know, if Hanar is derivative of the Issa Achila, then what would you think about Basim Chol of Drabonim? There is Hanar's, like the Mashal or like the Shach? What? If Hanar is, that's what I would have thought. That's like, because since it's also Achila, so Achila implies Hanar, right? But if you say, right, that it's a separate Issa by Basim Chol, because Losa Vashel, right? So maybe that separate Issa, just like they eliminated the Isha Bishul, right? There's no Issa Bishul, so they eliminated, right? You're allowed to cook Bas Mechol of Drabonim, right? So then you also would be allowed to get Hanor. But the reason I say this is wrong is because, the Rishon who says all of this, you know, this distinction between whether it's Malkus or not, is the Rambam. Right, and they assume in the Rambam holds that what that it's that the Hanor is mutter, and still right that the Hanor, excuse me, that Hanor, not that it's mutter, but that there's no malchus on the Hanor, and still the Rambam holds that Hanor is mutter. So those two things I put together, if you assume that's the Pesach of the Rambam, don't go together, and that is that we'll see that is when we get to the Rambam's famous Nekuda on the floor, you see that's what he holds. So. But it's worth saying, and it's worth saying why it's not correct.
Right, but the svara that Rebbe gave can explain why the Rambam would say that. Meaning, the reason why the Rabbanon were matir hana, especially for the Rambam, this is a prime example of Hilchos Mamrim of where Chazal can be over the Isser of Bal Tosef. So it has to be made very clear that this is not Farsim Adavar. This is not Isser Doraisa. Could even be a technical heter, meaning.
Maybe. The Rav thought that this was the reason, they used to say this was the reason that they were Mekel on the Hanor, to demonstrate that, you know, shouldn't think they're adding a mitzvah to the Torah.
Then it doesn't have to fit into any lumdus, meaning it's totally arbitrary, it's a way of showing.
Okay, but anyhow, but the cheshbon doesn't work, but it's worth, because we'll see when we get to the famous Nekuda on the floor. You know, I want to tell you an amazing story. This, you can forget everything, but you'll remember this story.
Also for the Bechina Rebbe?
No, it's not a Bechina, because they only have to test those things that you might forget. I heard this from Rabbi Bezin, Zichron Levoch. Moshe Bezin was the founding of the, you know, of J, then it was called JSS, that was, you know, for Baal Tshuvas and so on at YU. And he was a rav also here in Washington Heights at the time in the, you know, what I guess what's called Soloveitchik now, you know, so I think it was called Beit Medrash HaGadol or something. I don't remember exactly what they called it, but anyway, I think we're much Soloveitchik used to daven there sometimes.
Schattenstein,
right?
Yeah.
So
he used to have a girls' school there also.
There was a co-ed school, I think, Soloveitchik, yeah. Right? So, a day school. Anyhow, he had a brother who had, I think, tuberculosis. So his mother took him, had to take care for that brother, and he was in, I think, in Arizona someplace. You know, that's the way they treated tuberculosis in those days. This is doing. In the 1930s and 1940s. and he had another brother, Abe Bezdin, who you guys are not old enough to remember either. But Abe, he wrote some of these things from the Rav, you know, synopses of different shulim from the Rav. You might have seen them. Anyhow, he had, and because of that, so Moshe Bezdin raised his younger brother, Abe. They were very close because his mother was away, his father passed away, so he was really the one who raised him. And he got married during the war, and Moshe Bezdin during the war was a chaplain in the army and was assigned to the Aleutian Islands, on the base in the Aleutian Islands off Alaska. And so anyhow, this is the part that's Nogea here. So he said that, you know, he hardly had any svam, but he had a chelik alef yodea. And remember, one of the shilas that he had was about a soldier who had KP duty, and, you know, they made him cook ochas avai, and was he allowed to cook bosa b'cholav? So, you know, that's a little bit of a shiloh. So anyhow, so it depended what he was cooking. If it was pasul chalav drabanan, so for example, if it was pork and milk, let the cooking together and cheese and like that, that would be mutter because they're supposed to see the next sif. It has to be like basar tahor, right? And if that was the issue they dealt with, but then anyhow, he told an interesting story. His brother Abe got married. He naturally, his brother wanted him to be Musadik Dushan. So there was only one flight off the island each day. So he came to the airport early to make sure he made the flight, which he did, was there early, I mean. And before he went to his flight, there was an incoming flight of wounded coming in. And he was the chaplain, so he looked through the manifest to see if there were any Jewish names, any soldiers who were Jewish. And there was one, I think his name, I don't remember exactly, I think it was Goldstein or something like that, demonstrably Jewish name. And he went, you know, to see, he was wounded, seriously wounded, but he was with him and he asked him, are you Jewish? He said, no. But if you knew Moshe Ben, you know, he spoke to him a while, he wound him up a little. By the time he finished, he said Kriya Shema with him. But then he had to run. And that relationship, that's the point I want to make, lasted a lifetime. From that time on, little by little, this person became not the complete Shema Shabbos, no, but he became a traditional associated Jew, married Jewish, had Jewish children, and so on. So you learn from that, these kind of, you know, you never know, because then it was different than now. But anyhow, Moshe then ran to make his plane, and because of that, he missed his plane, and he wasn't able to be at his brother's chasna.
Wow.
That plane crashed, there were no survivors.
No.
Okay, now let's continue. Hi. Okay. Let's just do the Pesach Tshuva here. L'Isra Achila. What's so? It's Achila, Hanoah, and Bishul. It says Lo Shavashul three times, right? Va'af Shelo Kederach Achila V'Hanoah Osa. V'Hayaloike Olav. Masha Enkein B'Shar Isurim. Chutz Mi Kloy HaKerem. Kach Kos Ravamam. So Per Yudal Mihilchus Machalos Asir. So V'Yuh Pibigot, right? So, because since it doesn't say achila in the Torah, it says lo shavasho, so therefore yechayiv even shelo kederach achila, right? Like by Kloy HaKerem. Next, l'isa hanoah, vi hayaloike al hanoah, das haramim de'en aloike, v'shar poisim sovim d'aloike, v'anafkimina, right? So it's machlokes, an hanoah is the malchus. So what's nafkimina nowadays? We're not giving malchus anyhow nowadays. So it says the nafkamina bismanazer iloika ein beartefil el, right? So the nafkamina is legabe edus. Is he considered pasul edus? If he's over the isanor, pasul chov diraisa. If it means malchus, so then because in order to be pasul edus, it has to be a last year's for malchus. So if it means malchus, it'll be pasul edus. But according to the Rambam, it doesn't bring malchus, as the Magen Mishnah claims in the Rambam. So then he wouldn't be pasul edus. V'ayin p'imagodim b'psicha sh'nistapik I osa chatzishir b'bishul v'anoa min ha-toyra. Right, this is, in other words, does the isa basa b'cholav, what is an isa chatzishir by basa b'cholav? If it's, right? So, you know, in general, there's a shaila where the chatzishi applies beyond machalos asuras. So that's machalos shishonim about it also. But Rashi in Shabbos says by koisiv ois achas that it's also because of chatzishi, which is also chiddush because one could have thought that it's not chatzishi at all ois achas because it's not just a shiun. It's, you know, you have to write something that's, so to speak, right. You know, that's represents something. So two oasis represents something. But so anyhow, that's a famous pesach in the that's a famous prima garden in the psicha in Chatz Yisheir. The Ba'achila Kamen and Chatz Yisheir Osir in HaTorah. Ubishuv Anod Tzorach Iyim Ayin Sham Ba'ayin B'Tzlach B'Psochim Dav Chof Beis Vavei Evim in HaChai. Is that no? Vavei Vavei, what does that stand? Aleph Mem Hei stands for
Evim in HaChai.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Even she nistapu was there gamkein leinian hanor lechud va'achar karkosa bepshitus doldas alam she'eno loka al hanor vaday leinian isa gam chatz yisheir osa behanor min hatoyva ach l'shar poiskim sheloikin al hanor vaday eno loika al hanor ki im bekezayis. But I am betrush with Kivega, Shehevi Vayab Mesugia de Bavakama, the Shiur Bahanor Bapruta, Ayan Sham. Right, so that's a Shaila. If you hold this Malkus by Hanor, what's the Shiur? So in Chatz Yisheir, right, so is the Shiur Kazayas, or is the Shiur Pruta? According to the Kivega, it's the Shiur's Pruta because it's Hanor means value.
Is it telling if you learn it out from Achila, like the
Rambam? It may be related to it. I mean, everybody agrees you learn it from Achila, but if, you know...
How much?
Right.
Exactly.
Ubosa b'cholav hanesa b'hano kovrin oso. Vim sofu gam afro oso b'hano min ha-toyra. Uli inyin im mutu l'achila l'kflavim ayim ha-shikos. Okay. Okay. So we're going to get to that later on, whether you can be machil. You know, there's a Taz, we'll see. The Taz says that basar b'cholav, you can't feed to animals. So your own animal, for sure you can't feed it to, because then that's hanor, because your benefit. But can I feed it to behemoth hefka? So the Taz says, just like the Yushami says, you can't feed chametz to behemoth hefka, so also you can't feed other isur hanor to behemus hefka, and the nesivus in the Kol Chaim disagrees. He says no, that's a special loch by chometz. It's a special case of leyochel. By chometz, the isur is that chometz. You should not see to it. You should not play along seeing to that chometz is nechel. It's a loch of the cheps of the chometz, but has no relationship to stam isur hanor. But we'll get to it when we see the Taz. Okay. In imutal achilu leklovim. Okay, we did. Okay, derech bishul. Next pesach tshuva. Ein ber heitiv ein pri chodesh to gam tigun bechlal bishul. Ach ha. Who's that?
Minchas
Yaakov. Be.
Solus lamincha.
Solus lamincha klal pei hei. Umavam shif besof hasefer alchul and tzidu lahakel betigun. Lo havi bichlal, the lo havi bichlal bishul, the eno os b'hanor, u behefsid b'vuba yesh lahokel. That's what the Prima Gordon says. V'im v'cham b'cham, b'lo rotev kosev ha Prima Gordon, b'psicha b'shem mahashal, the lo havi derech bishul u mutu b'hanor. Right, so let's try a little bit. Whether tzli will be osa, with tzli osa b'diraisim into rabbon. There's a toise in Gimim Sanhedrin, close Rashi and toises about it. But iron betrays soifa in your zeh. Mekama af be'elu she'enem elad rabbonin or mutu b'hanor tzarch litlem the over kachovim kach v'lo yevashel mitchila dimkein over al bishul for osu b'hanor min ha'toyra. Right, that's the famous Rukiveh would do. Daft achticha bolu shelo kederach bishul mekama kum hare achakach despasol ha'basa im ha'cholav ha'balua bov. There's that posture of kachkos, but you was not Yehuda. Yeah, okay, but it's not just it's also this kivega here. Kivega says Quote, look at the first Rubik Yvega. It's a famous Rubik Yvega. Ella Derech Bishol, you have it? I'm Pichodosh. The Gam Tzli, the Iru, the Tzonel, Noch Kam, Havid Yeraisa. The Ayim Biyam Shel Shlomo, Perik Gid HaNosher. The Kosa, the Bosa, Cham, Shinoga, Ligvina, Chama, Ike Lameim, the Osa Rak Midrabon. That's what we saw that the Prima Godim says also. Ayin Sham, the Kosa of Bagol Shalidura, Shvasofa Sefer, the Chticha Shinech Besebacholov, Osa Lavashla, Akan, Havi Isa Kovish Midrabonim, the Ata Oval Isa Bishul Diraisa, Akan Lashono, Mashma the Imnispashla Bacholov, Mutu Lachsa Lavashla, Ayin Beprima Godim and Mishpitzos. Right? So the Kivegis Medayik, in other words, if something, let's say you had a piece of meat that was Kovish Bacholov, right? And then I reheat that meat. Right, I cook that meat, right? So then, I'm going to be over on what? The now that I cook it again, I'm over on Anisa Bishal Diraisa, and it'll become Basim Chol Diraisa. It'll be therefore also Osa Bahano. So Kiveg is Medayik. You see, though, it's only because it was Kovish and I was cooking it. But what if it was already in the Spashal? And then now I reheat it, or I recook it. So it's mashma that you're not over. Why? Because ain't bishul achabishul, right? So let's keep reading here. The kachkos of Hamordechai, ayin sham shehevi rai mehad amina mipnei ma asu gvinas ovikachovim. Toisus v'tirchu kevin davi rak bosu b'chol drabonon lo chashinan l'sveka v'chein l'mash yetirchu harim migash v'haram and v'emesh yesh mihastam shishin b'cholav v'isur rak maimid v'ayde maimid lo nasa bosu b'cholav. Right? Because there's really shishim against the enzyme, the rennet or whatever it is, the bosu that's being maimid it. And even though it'll be also, because maimed is only drabonim, right? The idea maimed lo nasa basa b'cholav umameila. Why? Because it's derech bishul asa toira, so it has to be that the cholav gives tam. So it's not just that the cholav is not bottle, and also b'chol is not. It's not a maimed because it's heter, it's not isum. Umameila b'zer. As the gamkein rice and linian hanor mishum basu b'cholav leka don mishum maimid lo nasa basu b'cholav v'kevin de hamordechai lo sviri lahanach tibutzim yishar kushis atoisis lomai nokad nevela habuk sherin gamkein osu mishum basu b'cholav tzorchin v'gam koshli al tiris hamordechai de gvinus lo nesu b'hanor de kovash muta b'hanor v'chein lifi masha kosov la tala toisis linian hanor habi sofik drabonon. Mikomakom adayin koshi hegvinos to ovikochovim asurim lasu stam tafshol dinu ovikochovim heme ba'or v'nivla tam bosu v'cholov v'kvisa kisha atem vashol also habalua b'toch ha'cholov havi ata bishol v'ovim ishom bishol bosu v'cholov v'gam b'bishol ye also b'ano v'tzorach iyum. Right? It's not just that. If I were to use it now and cook it, I would be creating bosu v'cholov, even smuta b'ano. Okay, then Kiveg continues. Muta banor, father lo kosta de muta bebishul, hainut chay bevas achas, ayel. Ob. What do you have? The chayel.
Bas bechol.
Chayel
bevas
achas,
bas bechol. Oh, bebas bechol. Oh, it's not here. Okay. I de kfisha umlicha. Bizer also bebishul kevin the kfisha umelicha nivla b'hacholav ukshibishol hu mevashol ata habasa im hacholav shibatocha v'ovam mishum bishol v'gam ye'osa b'hanov v'nasa basa b'chol v'diyoaisa v'dog v'ligvom ken la'ari basa b'cholav v'lehonis b'meno ayim b'minchas Minchas Yaakov. Okay. So any of this, Kivega points out, the thing you see from Kivega, that his son Shlomo Olga Hazabeth is also here. About Bishol HaBishol, Isu Bishol, the Boshesh and the Spaso Lechude, Vigam Cholav Mavushal, also Achach Levashom Yachad, Velo Amina Bey, Ein Bishol HaBishol, the Zer Rak B'Shabbos, Omiu, Bikfan Nispashto Yachad, Velo Tse Levashom Shenis, Daik Simon Kufhei Mishpitzos the Shori Vesim Bitsorach Ian Ein Lakam. In other words, so Rabbi Shlomo Eger says like this: what if I cooked meat and I cooked, let's say, cheese, right? So they're both cooked, and then I cooked them together. So he says that the Gavi Basa B'cholav, but the Gavi Shabbos you'd be potter, because why? And it'll be mutter, right? It'll be basa, because ain't bishal achabishal. But legabe basa b'cholav, we wouldn't say ain't, because ain't bishal achabishal is a lachem leches machsheves. It's only lachem Shabbos. Does bishal achabishal apply to other beyond Shabbos, namely by basa b'cholav? So B'kiveika said that by there's no bishal achabishal by basa b'cholav. It's only if it was kavush and then I cooked it, right? And that's what, so, and that's what Shlomo Eger calls. He says that if it was cooked already, then there's no isa to cook it again, right? Even the, so there you do say ein bishal achabishal.
So but cooking Shabbos. The mirror Shabbos
then. There it mirrors Shabbos, but cooking each one separate and then cooking together is not like Shabbos. What's the pshat?
You're changing the. Hefza, making it into basa b'cholav, meaning, why? I think that when you change the, what's the definition of bishul, you're changing it through heat, you're making it a cheeseburger.
Well, what's the iser of bishul?
And what's the iser of bishul?
L'chor the iser of bishul by basa b'cholav is l'chalos basa b'cholav.
So now let me get to what you said. So the Rav thought. I mean, in Rishonim, there are different, the Rav quoted there are different shittas in Rishonim about this. I have in my Sefer on Chumash about this, in Parshat Kisisa. Wait, not Kisisa, where is it? It's in Mishpatim, right? Where is
Mishpatim,
right? Right. What's the halacha? How do you define, what's the Isa, Los Vasho? Right, you know, Gediva Chalevimo. What's the Isa Bishul? Is it for the Maisa Bishul? Right? Or is it because through Bishul I'm creating Basa B'cholav? The My Nafkamina, this Nafkamina. If it's for the Maisa Bishul, so then we have declared that the Lach of Bishul Achabishul apply to Basa B'cholav. Or maybe it's only, maybe that's a Lach unique to Shabbos, because Melechus Machsheves. But if you say that the Isa Bishul is the creation of Basa B'cholav, so if it's already Basa B'cholav, that I re-cook it or reheat it, I'm not creating, it's already Basa B'cholav. Right? So it's not that. So, so coming out to this Gilyam Ashur, to his Tzorachian and others, in terms of what? If it was both, each one was cooked separately, and then I cooked it together. So then he says, by Shabbos should be potter, but over here, it by basa b'cholav it'll be chayiv. Why? Because I'm creating basa b'cholav, and that halacha bishol achabishol halachas machshavos kind of doesn't apply by basa b'cholav. But if it's already cooked, right, then we do say ein bishol achabishol, but not because that's simply the principle ein bishol achabishol. That's because if it's already cooked, I'm not creating basa b'cholav anymore. Right. So I have arrived, my Sefer Chumash, I quote this, it's worth noting. It's interesting. If you look in Targum on Chumash, in Targum Alkalis, he always says Lo Seichlin. Three times it says Lo Savasho. Three times, right? Now Targum always teaches the Pshuta Shemikra. So he should have said that. He should have Lo Savasho. At least one time he should have said Lo Savasho, right? So, because the first time I assume, because that means Bishul. The other times are for Yelfusa, for Achil and Hanor. But he always says Lo Seichlin, which seems to indicate that what?
Bishul's Xera.
Right. Well, maybe.
Exactly.
Sort of like that. But it's Meshach Shaycha, let's say, to the Isa Achil and Hanor, right? So. And that goes good with this print and others. You shouldn't cook it together. But cooking together, you're creating that which is osav achila.
If it's already osav,
then right. So
if it was already osav achila, then there would be a problem of vishal.
Then it's already because the isa is not the ma'aseh bishul per se. The isa is the creation of basav cholov. You know of this.
It also goes the other way that you can't.
It's written in the Lashon Lo Savasho because it's only osur with derech achila, it's also osur derech bishul, and it also goes the opposite way. What do you mean if it's not derech bishul, for instance? Well, it has to be, the reason why it's written Lo Savasho, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's written Lo Savasho because it has to be required bishul.
I'm saying the Targum is not telling you the whole picture, just you also need Lo Savasho.
Right, I agree. Right. Okay. Okay, let's.
That would perhaps answer our question about Hanas as well, no?
Why?
In other words, Hanas becomes, like we said earlier, Tafel to the Achil or. Or also, if the Iker is Achila, then Hana is perhaps Tafel, or it's a Xerim and a Torah onto the Achila, so then, so to speak, perhaps the Derubana, we want to make a Xerah to a Xerah. I don't know if that.
There's no
Xerah by Nisar, yeah. It's already only looked at as. I used the Lashon Xerah already there.
Right. Well, there is a whole discussion, or you know, are there. Hachokas midiraisa, you know, is
but
can't have Bia on Yom HaShvi after she goes to the mikveh because we're muzhar from bringing ourselves close to an Isser Karet.
Uh-huh.
I think it's all.
Well, no, well that's but that's Drabonim.
According to the Shiza, it's the Oraisa. He says Minatora. The basis is Minatora.
Uh-huh. Right. So there are, you know, there are. This is a long discussion. Shlomo Kluger has about this other story. If you want other examples to this, but Bishul is not is really a good example to it because it's not a hachoka really. It's a machshir for the. It's not a hachoka. It's not like
Hanoa could be the
Hanoa. I mean the Hanoa is.
That's what the Chassid Mishnah says on the Rambam there. That it's a siag midraisa.
That Hanoa is a siag.
Where does he say it? I'll bring it up.
Bishul.
Well, who are you applying it to the Hanoa?
I'm
sorry.
Perhaps. I'm sorry.
No, but Bishul's not a hachoka. Because you need Bishul to have. If without Bishul, there's no. It's not possible. It's hard to say just a hachoka.
Well, let's see the
definitional to them. It's part of the.
Just other examples is, you know, the Ran seems to say that by Rod, by Yimotze is a hachoka for his achila. And you know, one of the reasons that we're machmir, why chametz is also a mashah and so on and so on, is because right, when he speaks about why there's bedika for, you know, why do we have bedika for chametz, not for any other thing, lomdilin, so on, because chorus and also because of bai rabbi and matzei. But you know, the Torah itself is machik thing, right? And they also always quote the where is it? It's the Ovis Rebnosan, I think. You know, by Losiga, by Losigabo, but that was a hachok of the rice against the Isachila of Neitz Hadas. So, anyhow, there's a discussion. It's
Zag v'chartzan,
right? Or, yeah, Tami Yikra by Nazir.
Okay.
Zag
not by Nazir, you mean by a Mitzvah.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. this week's parsha for that. All right.
Maybe it's Hilchos Tamei Beis. Hilchos Tamei Beis.
Okay.
Sorry, I got it wrong. It's different. So, okay. Let's just do the
next halacha. Di lav dafka. To who hadin shor seva eis? V'lo shna b'chola, v'lo shna b'chola v'aim, v'lo shna b'chola v'acheres, el shtiba kosa b'hover. Right? Okay. V'einu noig el b'psav behema tahora, b'cholav behema tahora. Ava b'psav tahora b'cholav t'meya, o b'psav t'meya b'cholav tahora, mutorim b'bishul u'bahano. U'psav chay v'of afilu b'cholav tahora, mutu b'bishul u'bahano, v'af b'achila eina osa el mitrabonin. Ava, right, because we pask in that psav of is only rabonin. Aval, I mean, the psalm offers only drabonon, and therefore, and we pass, and therefore, again, that since it's only drabonon, that that it's only osabachila and apano and bishu. Aval dogim v'chagavim ein behem isu afil mitrabon. Right. So we'll see later. The Taz has a discussion about eating. It said, "Aval dogim v'chagavim ein behem isu afil mitrabonon." Right, it sounds like you can eat fish with milk, right? There's a chumrah based on the Zoya, and I think some Sfardim don't eat meat and milk. And the Taz here comments, basically because of mikomla ein lechel dagim b'cholov v'nei hasakana v'utol sofer v'tzoch lomi in bosa kimuska b'orachainas. He said those who have the girsa fish and milk, it's a mistake. It should be fish and meat. Simikum v'kach kosev b'daki moishish and av la'beis yosef kam bosa b'cholav u'b'levush etik k'moshu b'beis yosef v'einu nochon. So the Taz says there's no, right, and pashtus we see that halacha doesn't apply also banat, right? Dagim sh'olu b'kara, right? Mutalochon b'kutach. So it sounds like you're eating the fish with milk. Right, it sounds, right? So that's also...
He's cooked with it.
Right. Well, it's cooked on a fleishik's pan, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, kutach is milk, and you're eating it with dairy. Right, kutach was there, right. But there are those who are machmir about it.
Yes,
so I think, in general, it's across the board, Sfardim, or...
But it's kind of somewhere mekel, but in general, the minig is not.
It's to be, it, right, yeah. because of that, yeah. That kirsten of Beis Yosef. All right.
I don't know if everyone see it, but the kesef mission.
Yeah. So what did he say?
He's talking about the kal v'chomer. The rabbi was watching the kal v'chomer from the.
Where is this kesef mishnah? Too much mace. Where is it?
Too much masa.
Yeah, he's asking that. Beim tama v'are b'tumas masu b'va uvasu v'isa achilas basu v'cholav anshem in din yeshem shina acha she bas habas ein asura el machmas habas yima m'meil mashmashi asura v'ein kan anshem in din kacham perakan esrafim gavi isa habas v'chi anshem in din kilimis v'yamahu ubasu v'cholav v'kevin she asa Bishul Havi Bichlal Losochol Kol Toeva Kol Shtiavta Lecha Havi v'bal tochal inamid.
This is the part we're
recording. The mashma shlo asa Torah levashel el kadesh lo yovel lechol. Ubehemis mashma the kilu milso be amahu shme achsha metame b'maga uba oil memele mashma shme tame b'masha. The ain unshmit right. Right. He says it's like a hachokum. That's all right. You're right. Okay. And I think we'll stop here.